Welcome back to the Top of Iowa Conference Tournament here at St. Ansgar on Saturday, joined by the head coach of North Butler Clarksville Boys Wrestling, Adam Holm. And coach, multiple medalists for you today, including two runner-ups, Carl Shue at 113 and Jackson Miller at 138, and then a third-place finish for Maddox Morrison as well, top three finishers for the team.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with how they finished. I think Carl and Jackson both are probably not happy with taking second. They think they could have competed a little bit better, but we're happy with that placement, especially because Carl finally got back down to 15, and we're just ramping up for that next tournament we got coming up.
Other top performers for your team that may have not finished in the top three but had really good days against tough wrestlers.
Maddox is really good, placed third, and we're kind of, that Osage kid kind of got us, and we're kind of a little disappointed with that, so we're a little bitter about that, but I think he did really well coming back and placing third for that. And Jax Bartels is really good, and you know, he didn't have the day he wanted, and he's going to have a bitter taste in his mouth, but I think that will push him forward for coming up tournaments.
We had talked about ahead of this conference tournament the quality competition that you would see, and one of the goals for your team and for you and the coaching staff was to show that you have very good talent as well, to match the talent of these opponents. How you saw that come to fruition here today with the finishes that you had?
Yeah, I think we surprised some teams. I think that as a team standing, we're like in seventh right now, which is really good in our conference, and I think that Jackson Miller showing up at 38 and surprising some people, and Carl back down at 13 is good, healthy for him, and he's taking care of business. Like I said, we're not happy with that, but we got a couple of other kids. Evan McCormick came back and wrestled for 7th and 8th, and Kate Ganson is placed 6th, and I mean, we got some young kids that are doing a lot of things, and we're hoping the conference wakens up to us.
What you noticed from your team and how they handled this long day with long days ahead with districts and also looking to get down to Wells?
I think we did really well. I think the first round we went pretty good, and I think we were dragging at some point, but we made sure the kids were kind of aware of when they're coming up and made sure they're getting warm and getting loose and being prepared for that next match they had.
An area you feel you'd like to see your team improve in as big events on the horizon. You have your home tournament a week from today, and then the districts feels like it's right around the corner as well.
It's just not get down to yourselves when you're down in a match, and keep your head up and just keep battling through every position, and be ready to take on that next match if you lose, and be prepared to keep going if you win. And so,
well, coach, congrats to you and the Wolves on three top three finishers here today at the Top of Iowa Conference Tournament on Saturday, and best of luck to you and the Wolves as you enter your final week of competition ahead of districts.
All right, thanks a lot, Josh. I appreciate it.